Welcome to the Divided Kingdom Evening News Watch. This is Lou Caravelli. It's February 16th, 2023. My co-host,
Elizabeth Caput Caravelli,
and I, Mr. and Mrs. America, are bringing you another incisive, fierce February foibles all over the map. Part 2 program. To any of you out there who think you can fully trust the global Big Pharma, Department of Defense, NIH establishment, and go get your flu shots, no repercussions, you might be shocked as the new diagnostic codes under...
And that's the WHO connected with our HHS. And you know what, Lou? Just looking at our local paper, they're starting already a full-color advertisement for the flu shot and the bivalent COVID shot. If you were given the shot, I think by September of 2022, before that, then you're ready for another one, another series of death and destruction and disease. Oh, my.
That's right. These WHO and HHS can track your every medical concern and treatment. And as for those who say, since the COVID shot planned depopulation weapon appeared in 2021, the doctors have forgotten their Hippocratic oath, well, listener Larry has some sobering information. And I quote from his latest letter. The Concordance of the Bible defines witchcraft as medication, a druggist, pharmacist, or poisoner. That is, a magician sorcerer. This is found in the Greek section of the Concordance under numbers 5331 and 5332. The word witchcraft is found in Galatians 5:20. Here is the oath of Hippocrates of a doctor, quoted from the World Book Encyclopedia 1959 yearbook. Quote, I swear by Apollo the physician, and Asclepius, and health, and all heal, and all the gods and goddesses, that according to my ability and judgment, I will keep this oath in stipulation, unquote. What Christian would rely on any man who puts his trust in a man who swears an oath unto gods and goddesses? Jesus said in Matthew 5:34-36, that we are not to swear to any oaths. If you're sick, God said in James 5:14-15, what you are to do. And Psalm 103:3 is your answer, quote, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, unquote. Or, if you know any Christian believers, you can do as it says in Mark 16:16-18. Lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Notice it says recover. It may not happen instantly, but if you'll stay in faith, Jesus will heal. But you must stay in faith and not waver in your faith, as it says in James 1, verse 6. How many people did Jesus turn down to be healed who came to him in faith? Or did Jesus send to a doctor?
You know, Lou, that's a powerful excerpt from Larry. And
yes.
You and I, in our lifetimes, have sometimes found wise, good doctors, like the late Dr. Lott, who brought me through a heart attack and through hypoglycemia, and even treated me long distance, and the Amish people loved him in the upper part of Pennsylvania there. And tragically, he was killed by a drunken driver when he was going to visit his wife in the hospital. But, you know, that was a great doctor, and he was a Christian man. He was kind of booted out of Maryland because of all his posters and action against abortion. They put him on a bad doctor list. But at the same time, you and I have had healings that did not depend upon doctors at all. Remember that teacher when you were in about ninth grade who said you ought to have your speech impediment fixed because you might want to do radio work someday. And now you have this good booming, like a doctor stand voice, and you always want to keep it low and booming because we're at a time that needs the drama of your voice. And as for me, I have been healed one time that was such a miracle. March 1st of the year 2000, my late father's birthday, when I had terrible facial neuralgia, and I'd be screaming every few minutes. This went on for weeks, And a dear friend who was an ex-veteran came over, and she said, oh, this girl can't stand this any longer, Lord. And she just started in the prayer. And she asked him to heal me and cast it out. The pain left, and it didn't come back. That's the only instant healing I ever had. So Larry's letter is very important to consider, that we may have occult influences around much of what's going on. And now you and I are just heartsick and almost beyond ourselves to know that the CDC now has approved the mRNA to go into the childhood vaccine schedule. We certainly hope that all those sleeping, lying dogs of pastors will really get up now and do something to save the little children in America. We're not going to be talking about this for the last time, are we?
Not at all.
No,
not
we'll have all. To be keep bringing this up. You will have to know, listeners, things are getting very, very bad. Now, Lou, go on in your wonderful voice. I think you have another letter, don't you?
Yes, and we
now,
do.
Now, one reason we are so motivated, listeners, to be on the air is because we want to protect a lot of you. We are beginning to know you as persons who care about us, and we care about you. And we want to thank one or two people who have honored this request that I made last time, because we only have two times left before March comes. We said that we need some checks written out directly to WWCR to help us stay on the air, and we still do need that. Two people helped us just lately. So if you can help us with that, or a check made out to Global Star Communications, but our greatest need right now is WWCR, send it to Lou Caverly, Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, that's the Post Office Box 28, and it's to Lou Caverly at Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Lou, this letter is going to warn all those people who are over 50, over 60, you must watch over your home. You must watch over your privacy. You must watch over strengthening your position where you are. Okay, Lou.
Yes, and this letter is from an eyewitness to many of the things that are going to be discussed.
And it's our contact in Massachusetts.
That's right, my home state. It says, Dear Lou and Elizabeth, I wanted to write as I've got what's really shocking information. But first, I wanted to let you know how much your broadcast is appreciated. I've been doing my best to get new listeners to your sites, and I want to contribute to Divided Kingdom. But January and February is a tough one for me. I will do what I can, however. Since Lou is a Massachusetts native, no mistaking that accent, I wanted to mention what's been going on up here. And it's not good. Terrible lack of snow cover up here. And the poor moose and deer are suffering and emaciated from blood loss due to heavy winter tick infestation. WBC, and this is Lou, I'll interject, that's the very powerful station that we can even get down here at night in Maryland. WBZ, Boston Radio, reported that Boston has had a foot less snow than usual. We might get 1 to 3 sunny days, but mostly a heavy, dismal, gray cloud cover every day, especially in the mornings, and coyote population exploding into suburbia. Elizabeth, you are so right of these sudden death obituaries. And, of course, I suspect the COVID shots. I've been snipping obits out of what now passes for newspapers up here. People 60, 40, in their 30s, and boom.
Oh, take a big breath, Lou, and just boom out. This is such shocking news.
Yes.
Just boom it out. What about these people, these obits?
Died unexpectedly. Someone I went to grade school with, my age, late 60s, a great guy. It's beyond sad. I'm also wondering if the chemtrails and heavy microwave fields are playing a part in this awfulness. A couple things I wanted to share. Former mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, who was quickly bounced up to U.S. Secretary of Labor after serving a short term as mayor, replaced by Michelle Wu, was listed as an attendee at the recent Davos gathering.
And, of course, Lou, that is the World Economic Forum.
Yes, that's right. So he, this is Marty Walsh, seems on the fast track now. And on page 3 of the January 26th Sentinel Enterprise, sentinelandenterprise.com, there was an article stating that a Lori Ehrlich, any relation to author Paul Ehrlich, who wrote The Population Bomb, has been named FEMA Region 1, Regional Administrator. I was so shocked when I read that, as it confirms everything Alex Jones has warned America about, that these cabals were planning to carve America into 9 FEMA, that is Federal Emergency Management Agency, sectors. And he said all of New England is designated FEMA Region 1. New York State and the Middle Atlantic states, I think that includes Maryland, and that's true, it does, is designated FEMA Region 2.
And Lou, you know I had a sort of a globalist life insurance policy that I still carry, and one time up at the top of that it had UN-2. And I think now that possibly was a designation there relating to what you're saying.
That would fit, very much so, yes, that would fit.
And one more thing that
yeah.
we heard that Biden, of course, called out that we are now North America. So they're trying to put us right into the global political framework, but we must resist. And go ahead, Lou, you're really laying this out from this contact, this valuable contact.
And going on with the letter, so does that explain what's happened to me? And we'll interject, the listener had a home condemned and was removed from it. So that's what she's referring to. Going on, and a lot of others around here, I've since learned, with the so-called kidnapping, and that's in quotes, from my home, without prior notice, a year ago, and having to be brought to this, quote, congregate housing hive. And I heard New York Senator Charles Schumer pushing congregate housing on an interview recently because I have a lot of land and these new land trusts want it. I think I did mention I was grilled, no other word for it, to sign on to a Medicare thing for 3 hours. I refused then before being brought to a motel for a month by these supposed, quote, senior center, unquote, people. I have no criminal record, and I'm perfectly sane. The Medicare representative in his 40s looked up at the ceiling and howled with laughter as he spoke to me about signing. You can be sure I was frightened and horrified.
Now, we interrupt. These are psychopaths we're dealing with.
Oh, yes.
And they enjoy cruelty to weak people. Now, if some of you need to get your gumption up, this is the warning. You'd better start because things are getting worse. And Lou and I are not imagining that. We're seeing it. Things are trying to go into place, and it's time now to resist. We can't have our food supply put under the medical aegis, the two working together. Good Lord. Go ahead, Lou.
Yes, and the writer says, as he spoke to me about signing, you can be sure I was frightened and horrified as I recognized these alleged, quote, aging services people, unquote. A joke. And they are actually nuts and apparently involved in something very nefarious, especially, I think, in the beyond corrupt state of Massachusetts. So pray for us up here because we really need it. I've had a lot of time to ponder and observe what goes on in this place, or as I refer to it, gulag, for baby boomers past 62. You can see the Teutonic-like precision with which this has all been thought out, likely many decades ago. Since you mentioned you are both in your 70s now, you should know this stuff and warn your neighbors and social circle about it. First, I advise you keep your home and land no matter what. Up here, they've passed new ordinances and codes to force homeowners to stay in compliance. And again, that word is compliance is in quotes. with whatever home upgrades these ghouls dream up. As if our homes are regarded as computers needing upgrades. Madness. But these gang greensters will use the green energy shams to enforce them. Beware letting agencies or elder assistance people into your home for anything. Do your best to stay healthy, because it's dangerous to be old and ill today. I've got arthritis prematurely, and I'm not sure from what. And you wouldn't believe the patronizing remarks. Because I hobble about. Even if you feel lousy, dress well and attempt to look vital, or your neighbors may snitch you out to an aging services business. Those are about the only businesses out there today. Oh, I forgot. It's Massachusetts. And we now have cannabis emporiums. God save us. Now, before I close, here's how they do it. And it's all evil and criminal. But they're doing it. If you're over 62, they are coming to get you into a congregate housing beehive. That's in quotes. Congregate housing beehive. To make you pay rent to these bank-owned corporations. You get notices from management telling you how to behave and what they'll be doing to your alleged home. No candles allowed. Fire hazard. You are monitored in the halls by cameras 24/7. Oh, it's like home? The hell it is. Agents from health insurance corporations visit, quote-unquote visit, practically every week. You're told, everybody who lands here, you can only stay here if you're able to take care of yourself, bathing, cooking, and so on, and apartment cleaning as well. Or you can hire out maid businesses. No car? Pay and schedule a week ahead for a bus ride. Then, next step on the conveyor belt to doom. If you're weak or can't manage it all, it's on to assisted living, for which you need a doctor's recommendation. They provide all your meals, who knows what's in them, and remind you to take your medications. I take none. And maid service means your apartment. Then, next step on the Teutonic conveyor belt. I'm sure Germanic thinking is behind all this. Say you get ill and can't move. On to the nursing home. Of course, everything hinges on your bank account. You may be put in a room with two other people. I've heard the stories, screaming and yelling from the last stages of Alzheimer's. You may stay there temporarily, and that's in quotes, temporarily, for rehab, or permanently. Get really sick? That's easy in a nursing home. On the conveyor belt to the hospital, where you either die or stay the usual 3 days, your insurance will pay for. If you've got a terminal illness, it's on the conveyor belt to the hospice and palliative care. That means they won't give you water at the end. I kid you not. Where you can't last more than the 6 months insurance will pay for. And they'll make sure you won't. And they converted old factory buildings to build all this awfulness. So share the information. We can't have this kind of stuff go on. And it's signed, your friend in besieged Massachusetts.
I think, Lou, that is one of the most important letters that we ever read on our program.
I think so, too.
And, you know, I have always been a devotee of this idea of dressing well, looking young. And when you turned 70 years old, you were teaching in a small Christian school, high school. And, you know, you looked so snappy and so sharp that on your 70th birthday, you had no part in this planning. Every kid in that school dressed like you. They had dark glasses on.
Yep.
You had wire rims, you know, sort of not exactly like that, but sort of dark frames, and a necktie, and some of them had sport coat tops. Anyway, it was really one of the most precious things that you ever experienced, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was. But also, that showed they respected you. You were not looked at as old. You were looked at as a master teacher, and all of that was important. It's so important that you stay in your homes, listeners. We really do hope that you can. Now, another wonderful letter came. This was written on January 27th, and this was from D&L. Lou and Elizabeth, thank you so much for your card dated December 13th. I surely never expected to receive a response to the card I sent you. I was worried you might think it a bit hokey, but I was serious when I said how much I enjoy hearing you two together on air. It seems like so many tag team hosts don't exactly compliment each other. I haven't had TV for 20 years, but remember how couples like Sonny and Cher, George and Gracie Burns, and Laurel and Hardy got their laughs with one downgrading the other. I know you're hardly doing comedy, but it is a treat to hear a couple like Lou and Elizabeth treating each other with such respect. You are an inspiration to us all. And she continues on, Dee and I are a nicely matched couple, too, with skills that complement each other. We also operated a home-based business for 10 years, and now retired, spend 24 hours a day together. Out there, there's no way we could do radio shows together. And then I'm going to get another excerpt from this letter. Hold on a second, listeners. Now, this is rather sad. She says, I wasn't even able to persuade my own children not to get the injection. That's the COVID shot, a fact which will forever haunt me. Lou and I feel like this, too. They're members of our family, and we're so worried about them. A niece of mine and her husband got the shots because they couldn't go on campus to see their elementary school son without it, they said. And now what will happen to their children? We don't know with this childhood vaccine schedule. But you know what we decided? Yes, we can tear our hearts out. But what good will that do? We have to give situations like this to God. We have to pray that Jesus and God Almighty will have mercy on some of these friends and family who took the shots. Maybe not all of them will die suddenly. We hope they won't. But we have to give some of this to God because our first duty is to do his work and to witness that Jesus Christ died for us and he offers us eternal life if we repent and accept him. Now, the letter goes on. I keep forgetting to mention how and when we found you on the radio. I'm sorry we missed the first 19 years or so, but I came across your show for the first time a little over a year ago on Thursday night on 7.490. But that wasn't correct. Thursday night would have been 4.840. But we only recently learned about your rebroadcast. Dee, and that's her husband, had an old Magnavox radio in his shop for probably 20 years, but didn't turn on the shortwave much. He generally had an AM or FM talk radio turned on when he was out there working. And I didn't listen to radio much at all. But then 2 years ago, when Rush Limbaugh died, Dee suggested we turn on the shortwave. So, hold on a second. So we could keep up with world events. I didn't even know what a shortwave was or where to find shows on different frequencies. So I just started turning the dial and writing things down in a notebook as I found them. When I found your show, I was immediately hooked. Thank you again for all you do. Have a wonderful day. Warmly, L. And L also included a page of statistics. And this was from Texas County in Missouri. And here it said, cancer remains the leading cause of death in Texas County, increasing by approximately 10% annually, followed by heart disease. Ischemic strokes have increased by 62% since 2019, with seven of those following SARS-CoV-2 vaccination. So that's an important statistic. It just corroborates everything that we've been bringing to you. And now, thinking about that Magnavox radio and how it suddenly brought them to a new kind of awareness, sort of, quote, accidentally. Lou, sometimes God uses things and he's storing them ahead in readiness for his work for later. In this case, that old Magnavox radio, you see, was turned on, and there, Elle found it accidentally at the time when the COVID bioweapon is playing this most crucial satanic role in killing God's people and everyone in the world, being made sick or damaged by it. Lou, what about another kind of thing that God prepared, another material object? How about the gooseneck lamp?
Yes. When I was a teacher in a large suburban Washington high school, the chemistry teacher was going to be going away to get his doctor's degree up at Harvard, my old home state. And he had a number of things that it must have been his own personal possessions in the lab that he wanted to get rid of. I guess he figured he'd have a small dormitory. One of them was a gooseneck lamp. That is a lamp with a long metal neck that was flexible, so he could aim it at different things you were looking at. Well, I took it. I think I first said I couldn't use it, but then something said take it. So I brought it home, and I think Elizabeth and I thought, well, you know, maybe we'll donate it or something, get rid of it. But it turned out, as Elizabeth was writing her books...
And this was in 2002.
Yes.
And you were using an old word processor.
I was.
You typed every word of that those two books, Patriot's Warning 1, America Attacked, and Patriot's Warning 2, Chaos and Chemtrails.
That's right. And unlike a modern computer, which I didn't have at the time, the letters did not stand out. It wasn't a nice, bright display. It was a narrow display, and I think it was a liquid crystal is what they call it, so that the letters were black against a gray background. And when the light was dim, even with a lamp in the room, you couldn't see the letters that you were typing. And I'm not a great typist, so I need to see what I'm typing. Well, this little gooseneck lamp provided just the right illumination, and you could bend it because of the flexible neck, so that you could see what you were doing exactly. So there it came in very handy, unexpectedly. And Elizabeth?
Yes. And now, you know, we go into the heart of fierce February's foibles.
Yes.
And this is telling a tale this week that the food situation is far worse than we suspected. It's far worse even than the contact in Massachusetts who laments the SNAP program, the nutrition and the defects in it. But we have the headlines that we are going to now see a deterioration, pardon me, in all of this. Natural News had the newest news that in Ohio there was a gas bomb set off, and this was their headline. Ohio gas bomb set off to poison thousands of food-producing farms. Okay? So that's not good. So we have now another article by Cassie B. at Natural News, February 3rd, Dumpster Dinners. Brits now seeking out expired food to consume as they cope with meteoric rise in food prices. The cost of food continues to rise in the UK, and the country's food retailers have warned that price inflation will continue into the foreseeable future. The latest figures show grocery prices are now increasing at their fastest rate on record. Figures provided by retail analyst Kantar found that grocery price inflation in the country reached a new record high of 16.7% in the 4 weeks that ended on January 22nd. This amounts to a nearly 800-pound increase on a typical yearly shopping bill. This is a notable increase from the 14.4% recorded in December and the highest level since figures were first tracked in 2008. Some categories of food that have noted particularly sharp rises recently include eggs, milk, and dog food. And Lou, we heard here, I think, that eggs were something like four something now, when they used to be one something.
Yes, they've gone up. I've heard at least 70%.
And all these attacks on the chicken farms. Coincidence? Back to the article. However, fruit, vegetables, sugar, and alcohol have also noticed steep rises in the past month. According to Kantar, the price of basics such as cheese, milk, butter, and bread is up 16.7% in a year-over-year basis. The Office for National Statistics, ONS, reports that olive oil has risen by nearly 40% in the last year, while low-fat milk is up 46% and sugar is up 38.5%. People are turning to store-label products, cheap carbs, and expired food to feed their families. In response to record-setting inflation, some supermarkets are expanding their store-label ranges to provide customers with more value. In January, sales of store-label products climbed by 9.3%. Sales of branded alternatives only rose by 1%. 4 out of every 10 British families with children under the age of 12 have been replacing meat in their diet with carbohydrates such as pasta and bread to bulk out their meals and get more out of their money. 18% of Brits are buying fewer vegetables and fruits, and almost a third are purchasing less meat, according to Red Tractor. Another way some people are making ends meet is by eating food that is well past its use by date. According to the ONS, almost 1 in 5 adults say they have eaten food that was beyond its use by date, which indicates when perishable food can safely be consumed. This is despite the Food Standards Agency warning that individuals should never eat food after this date, even if it smells or looks acceptable, because it could result in serious illness. And so they go on about people worrying whether they're going to run out of food when they're trying to keep warm, and that discount grocery chains like Aldi and Lidl have noted rising sales. For the fourth month in a row, Aldi was the country's fastest-growing grocer. And it goes on to say it's bad news for Brits who are already struggling with inflation across the board. The Bank of England recently raised interest rates for the 10th time in a row, which is pushing monthly mortgage payments higher. So we can go on that the International Monetary Fund, according to this article, has forecast that the British economy will shrink this year and experience the poorest performance out of all developed countries, including Russia. The news isn't much better in the U.S., where the prices of many foods have risen exponentially as well.
And now we have this headline. ICA, Sweden's leading grocery store, publishes, quote, environmentally friendly, unquote, mealworms recipe on its website. This was February 3rd by Ethan Huff, Natural News. How does insect salad with chili and garlic and roasted vegetables sound to you? If it sounds disgusting, perhaps it's time to contact ICA, Sweden's largest grocery retailer, which recently put up the recipe for this ghastly dish on its website. In promotion of Klaus Schwab's Eat Bugs and Be Happy mantra, ICA is urging its customers to try the environmentally friendly recipe, which contains mealworms as its primary source of protein. And in a related article, you can read, some school children in Wales are already consuming mealworms in their daily lunches. For a small family, 1 3/4 cups of fresh mealworms is all that is needed, along with lettuce, carrots, garlic, and bread, to create a healthy and balanced meal, ICA claims. A globalist-controlled grocery chain, the largest in Sweden, in fact, ICA accounts for about half of all grocery trade in the country. This could soon change, though, as customers are reeling with upset over the new mealworms recipe. Almost all of the 140-plus comments in the recipe are negative, pointing out that mealworms are not human food, but rather animal food, despite what the World Economic Forum claims to the contrary. Quote, they slammed the grocery chain for supporting the New World Order and Agenda 2030, reported the RAIR, R-A-I-R, Foundation about these comments. It also said, even more dissatisfied customers can be found on various social media platforms, unquote. The globalists see us all as cattle, which is why they want us eating bugs.
For years, the WEF and other globalist groups have been trying to warn the world up to the idea, and warm the world, that is, up to the idea of consuming insects rather than meat from chickens, cows, and pigs. According to globalist thought, insects are greener for the planet than meat and should thus be consumed instead of meat. And let me interject, this is Elizabeth again, that I read a study one time that showed brain shrinkage in vegetarians as time progressed. So this is not the answer, in our opinion, at all. This is condescending to the creation of God that he said was made in his image. God is not back of this agenda. Back to the article, the EU Commission decided on January 24th, 2023, to approve the use of bugs as food, powdered or frozen crickets. As one example, can now be added to foods and cereals, just so long as manufacturers, quote, manufacturers dispose of their intestinal contents before processing. Oh, ooh. Oh, Lou.
Mm.
Now listen to that.
Yeah, that's pretty far out.
Oh, it's just revolting. The maggot-like larvae of lesser mealworms are also now allowed to be sold as food across the European Union, hence why ICA is now slapping up recipes for how to use them in salads and other dishes. There are 8 additional insects awaiting approval for use in food as well. Now, I wonder if that could include cockroaches. What are the other 8 insects?
That's a good question.
Don't you wonder? Back to the article. In the Netherlands, there are already hundreds of state-funded primary schools that have begun offering insect-based food items on the lunch menu. The United Kingdom is similarly following suit with recipes like, quote, spaghetti with beetle bolognese, which contains a, quote, delicious mixture of insects and plant proteins. There is still no proof whatsoever that insects are safe for human consumption, and plenty of proof, in fact, that they aren't. Even so, the globalists are pushing to normalize bug consumption, starting with the children, until eventually the entire world is turned into a human cattle farm. Quote, these are Satan's children, the foreign Nazis that rule the country, who are making these decisions, one commenter wrote about the bug consumption push. They, of course, will still be eating sirloin steaks and roast duck while their human slaves consume bugs and worms. Another wrote that in communist China, it is already normal for some people to eat insects. Many Chinese grocery stores sell all kinds of bug-based, quote, foods. The store was filled to bursting with huge see-through plastic bags crammed with what looked like insects. The person explained, bags hung from the ceiling on cords. They were crammed onto the shelves. It was a bit stomach-turning, to say the least.
And here's more information on this stomach-revolting situation. The headline says, first bite. Soft-serve ice cream with mealworm topping debuts in Sweden. February 3rd by Ramon Tomey, Natural News. As the globalists continue their push to normalize insect consumption, soft-serve ice cream topped with mealworms debuted in Sweden. The, quote, environmentally friendly, unquote, food item debuted in the city of Södertälje. I'm not sure of the pronunciation. I think it's Södertälje, maybe, located southwest of the capital, Stockholm, during its Science Week, held February 1st to February 3rd. Several companies under the European Union's Matt Lust project joined the three-day event at the Södertälje Science Park. Matt Lust ran both a testbed and an innovation program for startups that dabble in so-called sustainable foods in the city, according to the Rare Foundation USA. Startup company Tabrito tied up with local soft-serve ice cream producer Francis & Francis to promote this food item. Eva Helen, one of the organizers of Science Week, said, quote, everyone who wants will have the opportunity to experience the tasty combination of crispy mealworms and delicious ice cream. This is a way to draw attention to new types of food and highlight that we need to think innovatively about food, unquote. Matt Lust's project manager, Sarah Singh, commented, quote, "We are at the forefront in Sodertage, and I have a unique test bed for innovative companies where we are open to new innovations and collaborations," unquote. Tabrito, which is under Matt Lust, has also delved into the production of insect stuffing and insect flour. Rival startup Larry and Friends, meanwhile, quote, counts mealworms mints as one of the products it is currently developing. The Globalist World Economic Forum, WEF, and its partners have been endorsing the consumption of insects in a bid to, quote, reduce the climate footprint, unquote. They claim that insects such as mealworms and crickets contain more protein than livestock and poultry at the fraction of the emissions typically produced by traditional animal husbandry. And in a related article, you can see this one, footage of cricket farm in Canada highlights globalist push to replace beef with bugs. EU authorities green light insects as food additives. The debut of the soft-serve ice cream with mealworms came amid EU authorities approving the use of insects as ingredients in food. January 6th, the European Commission approved partially defatted and powdered, and this is the scientific name, I believe, for the crickets, as an ingredient for food items. The approval was in response to a 2019 application filed by the Vietnam-based insect protein company, Cricket One.
What was that scientific name?
Well, like a lot of scientific names, they abbreviate the first one. Oh, here it is. It's Achita domesticus.
Oh,
God. Those are crickets.
They're cheating us domestically.
Yeah, I think that's a good
point.
Go
ahead, Lou.
Under the approval, cricket powder can now be added in the following food items: pizzas, pasta-based products, nuts and oil seeds, snacks and sauces, meat preparations and soups, multigrain bread and rolls, crackers and breadsticks, cereal bars, dry premixes for baked products, biscuits and processed potato products, legume and vegetable-based dishes, whey powder, maize flour-based snacks, beer-like beverages, and chocolate confectionery. The European Food Safety Agency, in charge of food-related rules for the bloc.
And we have to interrupt.
Yep.
This is Codex Alimentarius on steroids. It's coming into its fulfillment now. Remember, back, oh gosh, maybe in the Bush years, they were allowed to put in harmful ingredients, toxic ingredients. It was Orwellian again. To make things more healthful, they were adding poisons. But I haven't seen anything yet. Those years were really, really edible years compared to this. Go ahead.
Yes, those years were very tame. And let's see.
So they could put this powder into various things, pizzas, everything else.
Yep. The European Food Safety Agency also approved the production process for cricket powder. It begins with a 24-hour fasting period for the crickets, followed by freezing, washing, and thermal processing. Secondary processing to remove oils and grinding is done after the initial steps. The EC also approved on January 6th the use of the lesser mealworm. And I'll see if I can pronounce that. Alphytobius diaperinus larvae as a food ingredient in frozen paste, dried and powdered form.
Sounded a little bit like piranhas, didn't it?
It did a little bit. Oh, diapers.
Gosh. We're going to be ravaged. Go ahead.
The new regulations regarding A. domesticus and A. diaperinus will take effect by the end of January. Food containing these insect products, however, will require appropriate labels. Some researchers believe these food items could cause reactions in consumers allergic to mollusks, crustaceans, and dust mites. The two insect preparations will join the list of insect foods approved by the EC, including T. molitor larvae and dried migratory locust, which is Locusta migratoria, and the powders from them. Moreover, eight other insect products are still being evaluated by the commission. Head over to the website cricketprotein.news for more stories about the consumption of mealworms and other insects. And watch this video, which, of course, you can see if you want to go to their website. Watch this video about a primary school in the United Kingdom making insect pizza for the students. The video is from the Prisoner Channel on Brighteon.com.
And then Mike Adams himself, Thursday, February 2nd, 2023, had this headline, Eat More Bugs exclusive. Natural News releases high magnification cricket snacks, cricket flour, and whole cricket microscopy photos from the lab. Various forms of crickets are now being sold for human consumption as part of the disingenuous climate cult lunacy that pretends if enough humans eat bugs, we will change the weather. While the meat supply chain is being destroyed by governments who claim nitrogen is evil, yes, the very same governments that still claim carbon dioxide is a pollutant, even though it's the pillar of photosynthesis, we're all being told to eat crickets and mealworms to save the planet. See the related story. Europeans will soon be eating bugs after mealworms get the green light from food regulators. Right now, various forms of crickets, cricket cheesy ranch snacks, cricket powder, and cricket protein powder are sold on Amazon.com and labeled for human consumption. We purchased three brands of crickets for human consumption, Cricket Bites, Entomo, and Buds, plus one brand labeled for consumption by reptiles, Flukers. Here's a closer look at the brands we purchased and the video microscope setup we are using at our food science lab. We proceeded to take microscopy photographs at magnifications ranging from 50x to 300x.
And I should add, before I get the continuation of this story, that Mike Adams has, maybe 30 or 40 pages of photographs. So if you go to that website, you can see all those photographs. And he goes on to say, here are some microscopy photos of Entomo Farms cricket protein powder, which is labeled as, quote, the planet's most sustainable superfood, unquote. Many cricket products are also labeled dairy-free, non-GMO, paleo-friendly, and gluten-free. None of them are labeled chitin-free, however, since they are loaded with chitin, part of the exoskeletons of crickets and bugs. Consuming chitin carries its own risks for humans and dogs, but we aren't covering that in this article. Here, notice how this cricket protein powder contains all the parts of the crickets: the legs, hairs, segments of eyes, excretion organs, wings, and more. Next, we feature microscopy photos of Flukers freeze-dried crickets.
Now, there's almost a contradiction there, because we were told in that other article about the European regulators, they had to get rid of all the intestinal products of these critters before they use them. But here, we're not getting rid of the excretory organs, are we?
That's right. That's
Go
what
ahead.
It says here.
Yeah. Mike's seen it.
Yes. Next, we feature microscopy photos of Flukers freeze-dried crickets.
And those were the ones for reptiles.
Yes, that's right. You're very good. Yes, because it says which are labeled for consumption by reptiles. However, these appear to be the same crickets used in human consumption formulas sold under other brands.
Well, if Dr. Artis told the truth, we've got all that snake venom and all those Kona toxins in us, so those who had the shots are part reptilian, perhaps.
That might very well be. Meet your new bug lunch. The part of the cricket that opens and closes the rear end of the cricket to dispose of fecal matter is called the dorsal valve on top and ventral valve on bottom. You might also call it the poop chute claw, because it claws shut after the cricket poops. Here's a close-up of the poop chute claw, which you're also eating if you eat crickets. Some parts of the crickets were unidentifiable, but creepy-looking, resembling creatures from the movie series Aliens. Don't forget your crispy wings. Yummy, leg sockets. Cricket Bites, cheesy ranch crickets for human consumption. Cricket food companies have tried to make their crunchy crickets more tasty by adding salt and flavorings. The Cricket Bites brand adds various spices and cheese flavorings to produce their cheesy ranch flavor. They also offer crickets in, quote, hickory smoked bacon, unquote, which seems a bit hilarious given that the whole point of eating crickets is to avoid eating meat, including products like bacon. This brand also uses autolyzed yeast extract, a flavor enhancer known to contain glutamate. Here's what the Cheesy Ranch crickets look like up close. And once again, you can see all these pictures if you go to Mike Adams' website, naturalnews.com. Delicious eyeballs, fully intact. Bud's Cricket Powder. When it comes to cricket food products, one thing you have to give the industry credit about is the fact that most cricket food providers aren't lying about what's in their product. A brand called Bud's Cricket Powder, I was going to say powder, but it's not powder, it's Bud's Cricket Power, is labeled as 100% pure cricket powder, unquote. No lies, no deception, it's just ground-up cricket, plain and simple. Whether you should actually eat ground-up crickets is up to you. But at least there's no dishonest labeling at play here, unlike many processed junk food products, which are wildly deceptive. Here's what Bud Cricket's powder, 100% pure cricket powder, looks like up close. Yummy, hair-like fibers are included at no extra charge. And now this is Lou speaking. Recently, on a past program, we delivered an article delineating what's in Bill Gates' dystopian product, Beyond Meat.
Yes, and, you know, we don't have a lot of time left, but we think that because this is already proliferating in our grocery stores, they're trying to remove meat and trying to get more people hooked on to something like this Bill Gates Beyond Meat. Let's run down quickly again. We may have to shorten parts of it. Some of the toxic ingredients, Lou, start, and then I'll continue.
Well, you know what, Elizabeth? I don't seem to have that here. Now,
have it?
No, I'm not wrong. I do have it. Yes, here we go.
Do you have some?
Yep. And this was by Ethan Huff, October 24th, 2022.
Naturalnews.com.
Yes. If you have ever wondered what exactly is contained within Beyond
All right, let's just cut to some of the things.
Okay, here's one. Pea protein isolate. Well, one of the few ingredients that is not genetically modified, GMO, pea protein isolate constitutes much of the bulk matter used to create Beyond Meat patties. Pea protein isolate is problematic for many because it is an allergen. It is also linked to reduced kidney function, containing a substance class known as purines that convert to uric acid.
Yes, and that causes kidney stones. And, you know, we were really hooked on something that I fear had this very thing in it, a type of lasagna made from lentils, and I was having all that trouble. Okay, what's another item?
Another item is canola oil, a common ingredient used in processed foods. Canola oil is more often than not GMO.
Yes, and we had a pamphlet from a listener that it could even result in blindness. We are using a type of bread that has canola oil in it because it's hard for us to find any kind of good bread that is gluten-free. So we're using some of it, but we're trying to avoid it in everything else. What's another one?
Now, I think at this point we go to you.
Yes, okay. So hexane is a neurotoxin, and that is in it, okay? Then we have DHA algal oil, and that causes gastrointestinal upset. And actually, through it, it produces this chemical solvent called hexane. Then we have methyl cellulose. The natural plant substance is linked to allergic reactions such as hives, breathing problems, face and lip swelling, rectal bleeding, stomach cramps, impacted bowel, carrageenan, a pseudo-latex substance derived from seaweed. It can be linked to large bowel ulceration and ulcerative colitis. You know, we were getting a lot of ice cream and things that had carrageenan in it.
Yes.
Now, we had no idea that these things could be like this. Fetal toxicity and birth defects, colorectal and liver cancer, those are things that could be related to carrageenan, plus insulin resistance, inflammation. And now the yeast extract, you mentioned that again. That is another name for MSG. And this can cause a lot of same symptoms as MSG, including flushing of the skin and headaches. Too much glutamate in abnormally high concentrations can lead to overexcitation of the receiving nerve cell. In some cases, the nerve cell receptors for glutamate can be oversensitive, and that can be excited. Do you have more?
We do. We have maltodextrin. Usually extracted from potatoes, rice, or GMO corn, maltodextrin has a higher glycemic index than table sugar, which is a disaster for diabetics. This ingredient also damages the balance of gut bacteria, which play an important role in immune regulation. And this is in quotes, one study has shown that maltodextrin increases the activity of E. coli bacteria, linked to inflammatory bowel diseases and other intestinal damage. And it says more related news about Beyond Meat and other fake meat companies can be found at frankenfood.news.
So we're really giving you a heads up on some of this. Now here is another headline. Top microbiologist, this is LifeSite News, February 3rd, alleges Thailand may cancel Pfizer contract after suspected vax injury to princess. Thailand's princess collapsed due to a heart problem 23 days after receiving a booster and remains in a coma 6 weeks later. We're sending info to the royal family to alert them to the probability the princess is suffering as a victim of this jab. Then we had another article by Ethan Huff, January 20th. Getting vaccinated for COVID four or more times results in near complete collapse of the immune system, bombshell study finds. And, of course, in that study, the New York Times reporter Alex Berenson said he has in his possession evidence from a study showing that this COVID booster vaccine push is just really wrecking the immune system. Boosters need to be halted immediately. Halted immediately, Berenson wrote. Stack coming. Stack referred to his Substack blog. And he says, there's a new paper. It's bad. How bad? I've shown it to two physicians so far. One said he had a seizure reading it. The other said something worse. So this study explains that despite being unleashed all around the world under Operation Warp Speed, COVID injections have no known efficacy. Their potential adverse effects remain largely unknown. This in and of itself suggests that nobody should be getting these injections. But in our local paper, we have the clinic back open to get the bivalent booster. So at the same time, we warn you again about the CDC program that is working with the HHS with these new ICD-10 codes to mark people as unvaccinated for COVID, partially vaccinated, and other under immunization status. So when you go to get health care, you're going to be put into this system. You will be tracked. So try to stay well, cut back on your sugar. I've been personally trying to do that. It's a lot better result in my own health. So you want to take zinc. You want to take some vitamin C? You want to be taking sublingual vitamin B12. People over 50 can't digest it. They don't have enough intrinsic stomach factor to get it in regular pill supplements. You have to put it under your tongue. So we ask you to pray for us, for our provision and our protection. And we love and pray for you. Good night.